Welcome to this episode of Best of the Best with rock historian Mark Platt. Sit back and enjoy the best of classic, current, and the future of popular music. So here we go with Best of the Best. Welcome to this episode of Best of the Best, focusing on Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bruce Springsteen and his breakthrough recording of Born to Run. There are only 8 songs on this mid-1970s masterpiece, but that doesn't translate into a lack of quantity or quality. This is one of the greatest albums ever recorded, period. Remember what was on the radio when his record was released. David Bowie's Fame, John Denver, Janis Ian, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Helen Reddy, Orleans, Neil Sedaka, and Glen Campbell were all over the airwaves in 1975. This album was a definitive return to the old days of rock and roll when it was released in August of 75. This was also an artist in crisis at the time. As far as keeping his career alive, his first two albums were well received by the critics and Bruce had developed a solid live show with the E Street Band. But there was also a lot of pressure for Springsteen to break through commercially. So let's begin side one with Thunder Road, the opener of this journey. This song is as cinematic and we soon realize that the characters are living in a movie that we want to watch. Only this movie seems like we are all in a time warp from the 1950s.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me, and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. What I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your colors and study your pain. Make crosses with your lovers. Summer praying in vain. a city bred scooter searching for his groove. Seemed like the whole world walking pretty and you can't find room to move. Well, everybody better move over, that's all. 'Cause I'm running on the bad side and I got my back to the wall. Tell the devil to freeze out.
Tenth Avenue Freeze Out is the story of the formation of the E Street Band. Clarence Clemons' character begins to unfold in the public eye. The big man had joined the band with Scooter. Another significant inner band event happened during the recording of this song. Springsteen and his new producer John Landau brought in a horn section, including Randy and Mike Brecker, David Sanborn, and trombone player Wayne Andre. They were having a tough time coming up with the horn section part for the song. Steve Van Zandt, a good friend of Bruce's, walked into the studio and sang the parts to the esteemed horn section. From that moment on, he was in the E Street Band. We'll be right back with more of Born to Run.